Hey, what's up, guys? I'm Jordan Fairbanks, and this is the most amazing black garlic pizza sauce made with Aurora sweet peppers, fresh basil and oregano, black garlic, onions, lemon juice, and of course, Roma tomatoes. I used about 10 Roma tomatoes to bring the sauce together. After you wash your tomatoes, you want to cut them in half and cut away the stem or any green that may add some bitterness to the sauce later on. Now, once you've finished prepping the tomatoes, we can set those aside in a roasting pan for later and start with the onions. In this recipe, I used cipollini onions. I had never heard of them before. I saw them at the store, and they sounded like they would fit the recipe well, and they did. But if you don't have access to cipollini onions, a yellow sweet onion would also work. After giving your onions the same treatment as the tomatoes, we can add those to the pan and move on to the peppers. With a couple really quick knife strokes, your peppers should also be prepped, added to the pan, and ready to be covered with olive oil. Using a brush or a spray bottle, you want to evenly spread olive oil around all of the produce and put them in the broiler on high for about 45 minutes until they get a nice deep char. And now we get to the black garlic. From the moment that you open the package, the aroma tells you that this ingredient is special. Black garlic can be found in dried forms, tacky forms like this one here, or even in a powdered form, but they all start off as a normal head of garlic, and they go through over a month of fermentation and dehydrating until what you're left with is the most rich umami flavored garlic you've ever had in your life. This stuff is akin to truffle. Using a generous amount of olive oil, heat up at least 6 cloves of the black garlic in a saucepan until a wooden spatula can easily break them down. By now, the vegetables in the broiler should have reached a decent char. Go ahead and add those to the saucepan, allowing them to simmer as we move on to prep our herbs. I use fresh herbs at every opportunity I get, and making this pizza sauce was no different. I used fresh basil and fresh oregano. And to prep it, I just took the leaves off of the stems to avoid any woody bits that may get ground up and make for an unpleasant texture while we're eating our sauce. Now, once all of the herbs are prepped, we can now begin to turn these ingredients into a sauce. To start with that, we're gonna take all of the contents of our saucepan and put those in a blender until they're fairly well blended. I like to add my herbs at a later stage in the blending to kind of retain some color, and it just shows you some specks of what you're eating in the sauce rather than being one uniform emulsified color. Once you're satisfied, add it back to your saucepan where we will season it and let it simmer for 4 hours to reduce until we reach a viscosity more like pizza sauce, less like a tomato soup. Like most recipes, you should season this one to your preferred tastes. But there's a few ingredients that you have to add. Red wine vinegar embellishes the acidity of the tomatoes and adds that signature tangy flavor that you get with most tomato sauces. To prevent the vinegar from making your sauce sour, you should add some sugar and some salt to season and counteract those unpleasant notes. Now, once your sauce has reduced to the point it can be held with the back of a spoon, you're pretty well done, and you can put this in the fridge for a couple days or the freezer for a few months, or add it to whatever pizza project you're working on right now. I wish that I could like take a picture of how this actually tastes, because this pizza is phenomenal. The black garlic, some basil, some tomato, of course, mozzarella, homemade sauce, the crust.
As always, thank you so much for watching the video. If you enjoyed what you saw, please give me a like, subscribe to the channel where I release a new video every Wednesday, and follow me on Instagram at Jordan Fairbanks.